live at just 3 o'clock. Some people can't get on the phone. So I go live now at 4 o'clock. So we're broadcasting right now. Usually, I don't tend to broadcast on the 5 o'clock. People have been having a problem getting on. They don't seem to have a problem if we go live or call.
Alright, sir. But, okay, I have a question for you. So I wanted to, I have a vision, but how do you do it with the whole thing?
Thank you.
But you know what?
What?
I'm gonna, let's see if there's any, the people won't come on until 4.
Can't,
let me
take a look. Yeah, they always come, so you gotta...
Where is he?
Right there.
No!
Huh?
Yeah, Randy. There's nobody on right now. There's only one person. This way.
How can I miss you?
All that
oh, because I was thinking invisibility.
I will wait a few minutes.
It's probably right there. That feels good. Oh, gosh. Go ahead. Good. Oh, good. You don't know how strong I am, do you? Oh, yeah. She remembers how thick I am. Oh, wow. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Wow. You get in class and then you can...
No, there's nobody on. It's only, it's too early.
Then come on.
Well, we'll have to wait. Want a piece of pizza?
Yeah.
Really? There's pizza? No, I don't want any, thank you.
Want a piece of pizza?
Hey, that's my lunch.
That's
gone. Oh, shoot. See the buzzard wing?
Is it gone? Is it gone?
I didn't eat it. I didn't.
Fatty
over here has been giving it
away.
I
have a piece of the meatball
sub. No, you better eat that.
The meatball sub in there.
You better eat
that.
You can have a piece of that.
Sandra, I wonder why she, where's she been? Sandra, where's she been?
Okay,
which one?
That's a little early.
Okay, we can wait now.
Oh, welcome you. How nice. How lovely.
We can't do it. Janice said it's school.
I hate go to my room.
Go to your room.
We're going to take you in your back. Mm-hmm. We have to do that. What a gorgeous day. Oh, God. So beautiful.
How are you? What's happening with your
job search?
This one, job search.
Oh, yeah.
Probably waiting for you.
Whatever. You want a piece of this before I go?
No, thank you.
Meatball.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yours. So, it's a must, perchance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bob Kirby. Yeah.
We'll see. All the rigors.
I was writing some of the terms last night about the medical Chinese dictionary. It had auto-suggestion.
Auto-suggestion?
Yeah. In the medical book.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that was interesting. Yeah.
Auto-suggestion in Chinese medical book?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Auto-suggestion is that stuff that Tibetans, like, you know, speaking telepathic crap.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the characters for it. I'm like, wow.
Everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Say yes.
Yes. Wow. Cool.
So if I
give you
my big
foot
in exchange for this,
how much
do I owe you?
Yeah, $10
in
the world.
And
titties?
Titties?
Who?
Oh.
Which one? They both have
titties.
Well, that's the last.
But I gave him a big foot back.
Now listen. Fatter. They're fatter.
Head.
But now I have to figure out how to
see what. Oh my goodness.
Or is he Kurt coming to see you? That's
you know, I tell you something. Titties to me, really. I love titties. But
you know, that's
small for me, though. It's okay. Seriously. Some people don't like big titties. I have a friend of mine who says they like cow's udders. I don't care. But you see, Janice, I've been fucking dreaming of them fucking titties.
Yo, I'm
serious though. I'm not a big fucking titty man, but I want to see those.
Yes,
One of these days, I'm to go on the show. One of my favorite apartment, having fucking dinner or something. I'm gonna ask if I can see them.
Got it. Got it.
Listen, what can she say, no? She's not going to get mad at me because that's a compliment.
No.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I wish it was, because I certainly say it right now.
Okay, guys. You're gonna sit down with that.
Oh, I thought. Oh, right.
No, you can do what you want.
Okay.
It's up to you.
I forgot that you didn't do it earlier.
Janice. No, we didn't. Janice is going into her little
cave.
Okay, guys. If you're online, whoever's online, we're gonna do a little qigong. Feet together. Step out with your left foot about 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other. Bend your knees a bit. Tilt your pelvis in the back to cause that straight line in the back. Tongue touching the roof of your... Tongue touching the roof of your mouth where your teeth meet your palate. Hands over your feet. Drop your shoulders. Drop into the ground, the floor, whatever you're standing on. Just drop your shoulders and relax. And we'll cultivate a little qi by doing wu qi. Wuchi back and back. I just paused the nice, beautiful music that we were listening to. But we want to be nice and quiet doing this. You want to try and have a free and clear mind. I'm not going to ask you to think about nothing, because thinking about nothing is thinking about something. Just relax. Little tingling in your hands, maybe a little warmth in your face. Then we want to bring our hands up, palms facing up, arms bent a bit at the elbow, turn them over at the shoulder length, and bring them back down again over your feet. Nice and slow. Nice and slow. We're cultivating chi from heaven and earth. Inhale, coming up with your hands, and exhale, coming down, always through the nose. We'll do a couple more. Nice and slow. Shoulder length. Next, left arm, palm facing up, right hand over the shoulder, and bring the right hand down over the left hand that's facing up, and just follow the contour of the bent arm, the one that's facing up, and sweep the right hand over to the right hand side. Don't go any further than the side of your body. And we'll do the same on the other side. Again, nice and slow. What we're doing is bringing some chi to the palm of the hand. Nice and slow. Don't run away from the chi. If you go too fast, you will. Nice and slow. What this is actually affecting is the radial, medial, and ulnar nerve that goes from your neck down to your fingers, down to your hand. Next. We're going to put our right hand facing up at the lower down 10. The lower down 10 is about 3 inches down from your belly button, and also 3 inches in from your belly button. So we want your right hand facing up at the lower down 10, and the left hand facing down. We're going to start spinning this ball that we have in between these two hands. And we're just going to come up with the right hand all the way as you possibly can. And as you're doing that, the left hand is pointed in, facing your body, and it's coming down, scanning your body. So just imagine you have a beach ball in you, in between those hands, and you're spinning it. So we're bringing the chi down to the lower down 10.
You can
hands over your feet. We're going to do a little horse stance. We don't usually do it. Just bend your knees. Your feet should be straight, going straight up, straight out. And we're only going to do this for only a couple of them. And we want to open up the lungs and close them, and open up the immune system. Open up the lungs. One more. Bring your feet up, your legs together again, your hands in a V position in front of your lower dantian, facing in. You want to hold that chi in the dantian. Okay, let's close. I want to bring our hands up and sweep and shoulder length and bring them in and scan your body down. This smooths out the chi. Some people have said it creates a chi barrier around you. One more. And as always, when you're doing Tai Chi or Qigong, you want to rub your hands, your arms, your face, your neck, your legs. You want to seal in that Chi.
So you know what it feels like here, having this here? It's like, I feel like there's something spinning.
Yeah.
And then, like, a slow little tightening, but not like a bad tightening.
Do you feel something?
Yeah.
Good. Janice went back to take a little nap.
We'll hear her from the gallery.
Let's activate the brown fat.
She's not the only one.
If we may, what's that?
She's not the only one taking a nap.
Yeah. I don't think she takes a nap. I think she just rests.
She hears everything.
She can hear everything. We're going to send a chi right into that little room for her. And to Michael. And to all of you out there, you know, the Qigong that we did, it's good for filling up the Dantan. It's also good for your lungs. Filling up the Dantan will prevent us from eating as much food as we usually do eat. Let's open the hypothalamus, the eating center of our brain. And we'll open the insular cortex, better known in our circles here as Tongs Island. Insular cortex is good for addictive eating or compulsive eating. Open the metabolism at TW 16 and 17. The sky window. will open LI 18, the vagus nerve, to help with digestion, and LI 17, the accessory phrenic nerve, to increase our body's internal oxygen. We also want to come down to open kidney 22, urine hormone, and stomach 21. Let's open liver 13 and 14 also. Then we'll open Lavanza. Lavanza 21 and Lavanza 25. Oh, I'm sorry. Stomach 21 and stomach 25. We also want to turn this guy over, and we want to open T7, 8, 9, and 10, and 11 and 12 for absorption. Spend some time on stomach 21 and stomach 25. We'll work on those internal muscles that are surrounding the stomach area to tighten them up and also burn some of those calories. Burn some of that fat. Burn some of that white fat. And usually we do that with brown fat. Right now we're doing it with the hammer. Jealous, if we did inches today, you'd be the only one.
I guess so.
What?
I would be the only one.
Yeah.
I'm doing inches. Forget about me.
How can we forget about you?
Because
you're unforgettable.
As Nat and Natalie have said. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, King Cole and Natalie Cole.
like a song of love that clings to me. And ever before has someone been more. I called her one night.
Natalie Cole?
Yep.
Why?
I wanted to talk to her. What do you mean, why? She was staying at the, what was that hotel on Arlington Street? Very famous hotel.
The Ritz? The Taj?
She was staying at the Ritz. It's the Taj now. And I called her.
Very nice.
I said, can you connect me with Natalie Cole, please? This, what are you, crazy? I said, this is Randy Sneed.
Who's that?
Some friend of mine.
Maybe it wasn't even under her name. That you would, well, they would know if she was there, but you would have had to give a code name.
Probably. I don't think they said you're crazy. I think they said that she's not staying here or something like that. I loved her. I loved her. I loved Donna Summer. If you'd like.
I would like.
What about Gloria Gaynor?
Gloria Gaynor. Do you know what Gloria Gaynor became famous for?
I Will Survive.
And what else?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Did you ever hear Gladys Knight do a rendition of I Will Survive?
Schoolmate and all, and she was jilted at the altar. So she was there at the church. The groom never showed up, and so she had all this family, his family and her family, come in from Greece for the wedding. So she still had to have the reception, and she danced herself to "I Will Survive."
Really? I saw her in Atlantic City, and I will never forget it.
Gloria Gaynor?
I'm sorry, Donna Summer.
Oh, Donna Summer.
How are you feeling there?
But she is so strong. Wow.
Then leave. I'm only kidding, you know that. What do you want?
Don't put those pots up here. You want the pots.
You want this?
No.
What do you want? Yeah, he had another one. Which he had. Oh, I know which one you want. You want the small one? This one?
This is pizza pot.
You want this one? No, she doesn't want that. I know what she wants. I don't know where they are. Janice has one, I think. No, Janice has a flat one. I don't know where they are. Oh, Alyssa has one.
Right,
he wants this one. I'll take one of those instead. If you want this. Okay, guys, let's do some. We take some inches off your waist. So everybody has to. Everybody Man. Has to take their. Take their. Where they all go to? Oh, here's one, Dana.
I'm going to measure it low again.
Okay.
See?
Not too bad.
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
35. Okay, sit down and I take some off. Okay? You can take that.
Okay. You want to measure, Michael? He doesn't need it, though, I guess.
Okay. Just sit and relax.
Should I keep this out of the way or no?
I would.
Okay.
Can you reach me in here?
Yes.
feeling.
My eyes closed. Lower or upper?
Lower. But I did, like, it lower, but I felt chills going through.
You doing all right in there?
Yeah, I feel the energy is very strong.
Dana, you feel it?
Yes, of course.
No, not now.
Not now.
5 more minutes. Talking to me? I can't hear you. Stop fussing. What are you doing?
What I said is, you're good. Just to be sure that we change the broadcast right before going
live. Yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. Okay, guys.
Thank you.
How's it going?
All right, good.
I'm accepting donations.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
She wanted, I think she wanted that one.
Is that
one that she wanted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She wants it?
Yeah, I think, excuse me, Dana, is that your name? Is that what you wanted?
Is that for that one?
Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Hey, Danny, that was so powerful.
Yeah, it was.
Us with the thing. Wow.
Did you lose anything?
Oh, I didn't take my
I'll
measure it out.
An inch.
You lost an inch?
Uh-huh.
Dana lost an inch.
Yep.
Okay, I guess I'm sitting back here with my...